Macmillan Audio presents A Marvelous Life, written and narrated for you by Danny Fingeroth. For Varda, thanks for the marvelous life. Preface. If you ask most culturally aware people to name their top three comic book creators, they will likely respond, Stan Lee. And then they will stop. That's the only comic book creator most people know. Those same people could probably name 10 film directors or novelists, maybe even 10 painters. But comic book creators, one, Stan Lee. Which is strange for any number of reasons. For starters, Lee was a comic book, or as he preferred to spell it, as one word, comic book, writer, editor, art director, publisher, and executive. However, despite the very visual nature of comics, Lee did not draw professionally, although he was a more than decent doodler. He was not a comic book artist. Also, while the characters he was involved with have become some of the most popular and lucrative entertainment franchises of all time, Spider-Man, the Avengers, the X-Men, to name just a few, Lee did not design the characters or draw their adventures. He needed artists to do that, and he collaborated with incredibly gifted ones to create Marvel's most famous superheroes. Lee's two most significant collaborators were Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko. You would think that, as the men who partnered with Lee...